We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's going to be a big weekend. You can already see it in the air, can't you? Welcome to the Kia Studios, John and Hugh, on what should be hopefully a beautiful Friday, and the weather agrees for baseball and golf in the greater northern and eastern Georgia area.
Is it supposed to rain today? Good morning. Good morning. Wait a minute before I do that. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing? Is it supposed to rain today, John?
You know what? That's
our
good
local
question.
Weather guy. This is our local weather guy.
Well, I know that on the Masters broadcast yesterday, they were talking about, possibly. You know what? Let's check that right now. In and out of a little bit of rain today in Augusta. And rain isn't necessarily a bad thing. If you enjoy watching birdies, and because when it gets soft, when the course gets soft with the rain,
doesn't the ball travel a little bit more?
No, they can make it stop on the green.
Oh, okay.
And get close to the hole, and it's like you know it's easier to get birdies and eagles. The ball doesn't, because when Augusta gets dry, the greens are so fast.
That's what I was about to say. So it's called being fast. The ball moves faster.
Yeah, and it won't stay on the green. It'll just roll off and roll into the water, roll off the green, roll into the bunker.
Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
And so if it's soft, it'll hold the ball on the green, and that's where you get all those kind of fun birdies and all the roaring that goes on.
Yeah, you know, I downloaded the app, and I looked at it last night, and I was looking at who's winning or who's in the lead right now. And I saw Tiger Woods was 2 under par. So that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, he played okay. I mean,
that's pretty good.
Actually, at one point he had the lead early in the day, and he gave a stroke back, and then later in the day at Augusta, you ended up with guys who just played beautiful golf all day long, and it's really a great leaderboard. Tiger's 4 off the lead, but you're 4 off the lead of the hottest guy in the majors in the game right now, in Brooks Koepka, who's tied with Bryson DeChambeau. Phil Mickelson was 5 under. Now, Tiger may not become the story. Stand by for Phil to become the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, Phil Mickelson is at 5 under par. He's got 3 green jackets already. He could be going for his 4th. But Phil is almost 49 years old. It would make him by far
the oldest.
The oldest. Remember, Phil's just this side of 50.
Yeah.
And playing with these kids.
You know what's funny, John? I find that fascinating. Because when I think of golf, I think of it, especially since you see a lot of older gentlemen out there on the golf course playing it. I think of it as a sport that if you want to, if you just keep your swing, if you just duplicate your swing all the time, that you could play it forever. But the more that I'm looking at it and seeing it, I'm seeing that is kind of hard to do. It's hard to kind of keep your game in the realm where, you know, Tiger was, because all I heard yesterday about Tiger was the fact that he doesn't drive the ball like he used to drive it. You know, and how his short game, he really has to rely on his short game because he can't push the ball as far as he used to. And that's really a hindrance to his game at this point.
There is some truth to that, yes. And really, he drove the ball, you know, he sprayed it a little bit. But really, it's about, you know, getting your short game down and being able to. Augusta really requires you to do 2 things well. I mean, you have to keep the ball in the fairway. That's true. But you really need to make really good scoring shots. You have to be able to be in the right position on the greens, because at Augusta's, of course, that you could be 10 feet from the pin, but if you're on the wrong side of the pin, instead of looking at birdie, you're looking at bogey. I mean, you just have to be in the right position, and that's why, you know, controlling your short irons is critical to winning at Augusta. And, yeah, and of course, you got to make the putts. But that's a given. You got to make the putts everywhere. Welcome to the morning show. Braves took one on the chin last night, falling to the Mets 6-3 at SunTrust Park. And, by the way, just looking at the weather, it looks like it's going to be a fine day, except I made the mistake of bringing up the weather, and all I see is local pollen alert. My gosh, is this going to end at some point? This is like the worst pollen year. I mean, it's
tough.
Man.
It's tough. You know, the reason I was asking, because I have a black vehicle, and I just wanted to know if it was going to rain today because I want to wash my car. That's the worst. Like, I don't know if you're like me.
Well,
you're not because you have
at all. I mean,
not really.
There's something kicking my butt.
I think it bothers me at night because I just periodically cough. Like, so I think it bothers me that way. But as far as my nostrils in it, nah, it doesn't bother me that way.
I've got something. I've been taking all this allergy medicine. I know it's not the yellow stuff because I've never been allergic to the yellow stuff. I mean,
the yellow stuff. What are you talking about?
The pine pollen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right,
John.
So pine pollen.
You gotta be specific, man.
The pollen that you see is the yellow pollen that's everywhere. That's pine pollen from all the pine trees.
Gotcha.
The other pollens, and there's 100 other pollens. You don't really see them.
Mm-hmm.
There's too minute.
The yellow pollen. Only reason I was asked because, like I said, I have a black vehicle, and I just wanted to wash my car. That's like the worst look, like for a black vehicle to be dirty or yellow.
That's the price you pay for having weeds. Pine trees are weeds, in my opinion. They're not good for a whole lot. Furniture, that's about it. Inexpensive furniture. Maybe you could build a pine, go up and get your plot of land up there in North Georgia and build you a pine log home. That's about, aside from that, you can't really burn it because it would smell like, scented Lysol in your house. I think I'll pass. The Braves took one on the chin last night, despite the fact that Ronald Acuna Jr. hit another home run.
A majestic home run.
It was a majestic home run. Camargo hits a line drive home run, and then Ronald Acuna Jr. hit one near 500 feet. I mean, it's just jumping off his bat right now. And before you start wagging your finger at me going, see, do you know, it's just kind of an interesting little thing to note that, yes, he has 5 home runs. But did you know he only has 9 RBIs, which says you put him in the 4-hole, and for whatever reason, nobody's on base.
Yeah, but that's not his fault.
No,
like,
it's
he's
not.
Doing,
I know,
like, you
I
know,
know.
I know what you're saying, but he's doing his job.
I just said it's irony.
It really is. But it's the irony is we're kind of seeing the same thing that we saw a little bit last year, the single run home runs that he's hitting.
Right.
But man, you're talking about they were talking about the fastest. Was it the fastest exit speed of any pitch? Of any hit since like 2015?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's big, though. Now, we got to start getting the next-gen stats, though, John. I'm telling you, because I hear a lot of that. And I hear a lot about the analytics of the game. Because analytics is driving baseball right now.
All right, so I get the whole – his opposite field home run in Denver. Talking Chop did a breakdown – of the first 11 games of the year, and the first 12, there's some kind of a thing where they say these are the hardest hit balls and the most majestic home runs, and there's this stat number for it, and the biggest home run opposite field in the first 11 games by anybody in baseball was by Ronald Acuna Jr., and that was the one in Denver. And then last night there's all this exit velocity and the thing. All I know is, dude crushed it. Okay, that's all I know.
Yeah, he crushed it. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's the only stat that matters.
Here's
like,
my
damn.
Stat. Damn.
I mean, you look at that like, damn.
Right.
He crushed that thing.
That's my stat.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the only stat that really matters, man. It's like, it's funny. And I get it because baseball is the one sport that is the game is the stats mean the most because there's so many different stats in baseball that are holy stats or stats that have been set standing for years. For decades, and I get that, and I know a lot of people they cherish those stats and everything like that, but still, it's like, man, I just go by what I see. I'm more of the eye test kind of guy. I'm more of a visual creature.
And I look at
he crushed that thing
at the stats guys, and I think you're the guy at the NFL Combine who's going, this quarterback is 6'6" 1/4. His arm length is 33 3. His ball speed is that. I mean, he's doing what he did in the 40, what he did in the cone, what he does in this. And all I do, Hugh, is look at football players and say, can the dude play football? That's all I want to know. Can the dude play football? All right, we're talking about some of the headlines this morning. We have a tie at the top of the Masters after round one, and it's setting up. If what we got in round one is any indication of what the weekend is going to be, let's hope it is, because that means this could be an incredible tournament. So far, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, the mad scientist, tied with Phil one back. Tiger's in the hunt. I think he's 11th at 2 under par. And
there's a lot of cats I saw that were at 2 under par.
And remember, today it'll flip. And so Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson, those leaders, they'll go out earlier And guys like DJ will go out earlier, and Tiger will be in the afternoons and on primetime TV tonight. So Tiger will know kind of what the number is he has to post to go into the weekend to be in contention if one of those should get to, say, 10 under par today. And Tiger knows what he's going to have to do to just kind of be in the hunt going into Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I like this app, John, because when I go to this Masters app, I don't have to go do a whole lot of navigating.
Mm-hmm.
Not promoting anybody else's app. I'm just saying what's easy for me as navigating golf. I mean, it's like right there, boom. You look at it, and you can see kind of what's going on right now easily. So I kind of like this app. This
The only problem I have right now with the – it used to be now – all right, can I go old school for a second?
Go for it.
The Masters was such a tight-knit organization that it wasn't very long ago, in the 1980s, where the only thing you saw – this is pre-cell phones and pre-apps – the only time you saw the Masters was the back nine on Saturday and Sunday. That was it on TV.
Why was that?
Because the Masters refused to allow CBS onto the front nine.
Yeah, you couldn't record it, right? I mean, you couldn't show it.
You couldn't show it. They wouldn't let CBS onto the front nine.
I remember that.
The only way they let CBS onto the front nine was with handheld cameras to shoot some highlights so that they could do a little highlight package leading into. But you couldn't show Thursday, you couldn't show Friday, you could only show Saturday and Sunday in the back nine. And they would have a Masters recap show at night on Thursday and Friday. And then they said you could show the whole course, and then they said you could show, okay, all these days, now you can see the par 3 tournament on TV. But the one thing they haven't gotten over is Thursday and Friday during the day. In order to watch yesterday before 3:30 in the afternoon, you had to go to that Masters app that you've got
mm-hmm.
and then watch it on the app. You couldn't watch it on there is no regular TV for the opening. So if you wanted to watch Tiger yesterday, you had to watch it on the app.
But, you know, I think that's what makes it so great and mysterious is because in order to enjoy it on the first day like a lot of us like to do, you have to actually be there. Like, you have to actually go. And they make it hard for you to go because, you know, you have to – you got to win tickets. Or some for the par three.
Unless you're a member or you have lifetime tickets.
Yeah. Yes. So I think that's what makes it so great for people to go, because when you actually get a chance to go – I mean, it's like getting a golden ticket for Willy Wonka. Like, seriously. So I think that's the reason why a lot of people like that.
John and Hugh in the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get into the Masters a little bit later on. And, of course, we're going to talk Braves and Ozzie Albies' new deal coming up in just a moment. A lot to get into today, what Steve Holman said about the Hawks' future. That's going to be part of the program. A lot of interesting stuff to get into and discuss with you on our Twitter at 929 The Game, on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and, of course, we'll take your calls. Speaking of our Twitter, our poll question of the day is up. And we're wondering, with a green jacket on the line, if you could only win one, Hugh, and you can think about this for a minute or two. Hugh, you can only win one. Do you want to win a gold medal? Do you want to win a Heisman? Do you want to win an MVP? Or do you want to win a green jacket? You can only win one in your life. What would you win? A gold medal, a Heisman, an MVP?
I like what you did, though, John. You made them all individual accolades.
I like that. The big individual accolades. You can only win one. What would you win? We'll vote on that and have results. Next up, Ozzie Albies' contract. Was he even more of a fail in contract negotiations than Ronald Acuna? Some people think so.
Now back to more John and Hugh.
And you need to listen on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you do these deals, I've talked about this in the past, you're betting on a human being more than anything else, and being around Ozzie, getting to know him, there's no one I as a GM and really as an organization feels more comfortable with to give him a deal like this. Character, work ethic is off the charts.
Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Atlanta Braves, and Alex is either the smartest negotiator in the room or he's dealing with agents who are not seeing the bigger picture. I don't know.
Go ahead and say what you're about to say, John. I know what you're thinking. I can see it in your face. I know what you're thinking. Not that bright. Like, you're thinking maybe
I don't know. All I know is what I read in the headlines. Ozzie Albies, welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh, signs a 7-year deal for $35 million. No, not a year. No. That's the total value. So let's do a little in-out. Out, $430 million lifetime deals in snuff contracts. And snuff contracts are what is a term from Scott Boras, the super agent, calls them snuff contracts, where you pay 21-year-olds nothing on the dollar to get them locked up for 7 or 8
years.
Yeah,
and you know what's funny? Yesterday, when this deal went down, it came across my ticker because I have the Braves app where, you know, you can get most of the games. You can You could track the games on your app, or if you can't see it and things of that nature. So it came immediately across my app. And I saw this, and I tweeted it out. As a matter of fact, I tweeted Dukes and Bell because I knew they were on the air, and I didn't know. You know, just, you know, being a good teammate did that. So tweeted them. They knew. They talked about it. When I first heard the deal, I was like, hey, great for him. Because the numbers weren't out at yet. And then when the numbers came out, you know, I kind of set back a little bit. And I got to give a shout-out to my man Keith. He follows me on Twitter. He's at Primetime22. Prime222. And the first thing he said, I love the Braves, but they are lowballing these guys, Hugh. He said, keep it real, Hugh. You know they are. And
well, they're taking it.
Well, I hear what you're saying. And I just want to give him a shout out because I sat before I responded to this tweet and I thought, and I'm like, listen, and this is exactly what I said. I said, I am not the one to count a man's money. I'm not. And at the end of the day, he signed the deal. He signed the deal. So obviously he's happy with it. And I went so far as to say, that's like, okay, if we go into car dealership, say if we go to Wade Ford, shout out to my man Steve from Wade Ford. Shout out, we go to Wade Ford, John.
Mm-hmm, we're at and we, my cars.
Yeah, and we're negotiating a truck, me and you.
All right.
And we're looking at the same exact truck with the same exact features, the same truck. If you go in there and you get a great deal and I go in there and my deal beats yours, who is that on?
Me.
Basically, that's the thing. If you're happy with your deal, it doesn't matter what anybody else has.
And another way to say that is, and this is important for all of you in the audience, not for this Ozzie Albies situation, but this is a little real estate advice from me, because you have to understand, whether you're buying a house, and this is what I would advise you if I were your agent and you were working with me, or selling your house, or whether you're working, or whether whatever it is, nothing is ever, it's only worth what somebody's willing to pay. Okay.
True.
End of story. All negotiations, it's never what, when you're talking about salaries and contracts, it's never what you're worth. It's only what you can negotiate. In other words, and another way to put what you just said is, you may be working alongside a guy that makes more per hour than you do, or makes more per year than you do, and you have the exact same thing than you, and you want to cry about it. No. He just was better at negotiating than you are.
Yes, and okay, that's the grown up take on that, and that's what I wholeheartedly believe. But here's the petty side of this. Here's the petty side, and this is where, for Keith, I'm gonna keep it 100. John, if you sign, if me and you doing the same job and we're about the same age, if you sign for $100 million and they give me $35 million, I'm feeling some kind of way.
Okay, but you're not Ronald Acuna.
You're right. I'm not. But at the same time, and I know $35 million is nothing to sneeze at. But as an athlete, as somebody who has played this game a while and looked at the landscape of the contracts that were being held, that were being handed out, I would. $35 million. That's great. I'm not sneezing at $35 million. But I'm like, damn, we couldn't get that to at least 50. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, we couldn't get that to 50. But 30, like I said, $35 million. That's more than I had the morning when I woke up before this deal was inked.
Braves lose to the Mets last night, 6-3. Ozzie Albies gets a new deal, and we're talking about Ozzie's new deal with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Headlines: Ozzie Albies. These are major sites. Sports Illustrated, Ozzie Albies' contract extension is insultingly low. Okay, maybe, but who's that on? Deadspin, Ozzie Albies' new deal could be the worst a Major League player has ever signed. The worst deal. 5 years, $5 million a year for
everybody,
7 years sets a dangerous precedent.
You know what's funny? And it that remains to be seen. It does. But, again, at the end of the day, Ozzie signed the deal. His agent, hopefully his agent, sat back and told him the ramifications of him signing this deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he still, after all that was being said, he was okay with it. Now, this is the thing that you kind of worry about a little bit, and I'm looking at the bigger picture now, because think about it. A few years ago, you remember when Kirk Cousins signed that $98 million guaranteed deal,
and then
Matt's deal was up. It was in order to keep the integrity of the money for the quarterbacks high and the value high for quarterbacks, everybody was talking about Matt Ryan taking a hometown deal. In essence, he couldn't do that, because if he did, then he would hurt the money, say, that Russell Wilson is getting. Now, Ozzie Albies signing his deal, I don't know what kind of ramifications that has for the younger players that are up and coming. Because I do believe that this is somewhat a backlash to the $400 and the $330 million deal.
Oh, it's absolutely a backlash.
It's somewhat of a backlash. But at the same time, if you're locking these young players up way before they're up, I mean, that's good business.
Yes, it is good business.
It's good business.
Mm-hmm. Think of it this, a couple of ways to think about it. One is the Braves have Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies for the next 7 years at a grand total of $18 million a year. For both of them for the next 7 years. It's brilliant baseball. The snuff contract thing, what Scott Boras is talking about, is what you just mentioned. It is a backlash to $300 million, $330 million, and $430 million. The White Sox paid one of their young guys who's never even made the majors, they gave him a $56 million deal. And he's never even been in the major leagues. What they're trying to do now, and this is the risk the team, understand that the teams are taking risk here. If you're paying Manny Machado or Bryce Harper or Mike Trout $300, $330, and $430, you're getting proven commodities. What the teams are doing now is they're taking flyers on young players, and some teams are going to take flyers on young players for $60 million, Hugh, or $70 million, or $80 million, and that young player is going to stink because these are guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. And again, I know a lot of people are going to weigh in on this, and they're going to feel like he got. But think about it like this, people. If you were offered $35 million for your potential, what you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, because they put a dollar amount on your value at that time. And as a young player, you're looking at it. And all I can tell you, man, all these intangibles run through your head. All these things run through your head. Number one is first and foremost is your family and how that is going to impact them. Second is what ifs, a whole bunch of what ifs. What if I don't get a chance to get this again? What if I turn this down and I get hurt? You know? What if I never play baseball? What if I go out there tonight if I don't sign this deal and I never play baseball again? It's a heavy burden to bear on a young player.
And Ozzie Albies, for his part, said this about talking about his contract. Ozzie weighing in, saying that this wasn't tough on me.
I'm happy to be here. I feel like I'm home here. So that's why I choose this contract.
All right. And one other quick one. He feels at home. We'll talk why. Because Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies are tight. I mean,
super
seriously tight.
So tight is they're tight.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little too tight.
Yeah, it's tight. They're tight.
You know, this a little publicly is, too tight, yeah, maybe. All right, we love you guys, but maybe.
It's tight. They're tight. They're good friends.
There's a little. Okay. Anyway, about.
I wish me and Daryl had that kind of relationship. Yeah.
How about you get a date first?
Wait a minute. Hold up, John. You took it somewhere it didn't even need to go. But, yeah. You know what another thing, John?
Wait, because I want to get this Acuna.
Go ahead. Get
so
it.
This
get
is him talking about Acuna.
We're more than best friends. We're brothers to each other. I love, like I said, I didn't choose this just because of him, but because I love everybody on the team. And I love being where I'm at. I love being part of the Brave. And I want to be a Brave for the rest of my life.
So, see, there's more than just money to a deal, okay? My point is, his best friend is locked up, and he doesn't want to go anywhere else. He loses leverage in negotiations because his is where he wants to be. It's not just a hometown discount. It's a family discount because he considers Acuna family.
And you know what, man? I'll say this because I kind of went through the similar thing when I decided to go to Jacksonville. I remember Philadelphia Eagles didn't offer me that money, but – when it's all said and done, like Jacksonville offered me money, but when it's all said and done, John, I probably would have still took the money. I mean, because it's just that's at that point in my life, that was what was motivating me.
Sure,
I didn't care where I was.
You have motivations.
I was like, I got to get paid.
Right. So my point is, Ozzie has motivations above and beyond just the money. And that is that he and Ronald are, they're never going, they are a tandem. That's why he signed the deal. If Ronald Acuna is not here, Ozzie doesn't sign this deal. I guarantee he doesn't. We'll get more of your reaction to this as we go along throughout the day, and a lot to get into today with John and Hugh on this Friday, Masters Friday. Would you want a green jacket, or would you rather have something else? Our poll question asks that. We'll update you on the results and how you can vote next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
It's shot, score!
Atlanta United. Gatorade are back in action
as they kick off Season 3.
Catch every game here all season long.
Our MLS Cup champion Atlanta United play here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Masters Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're headed over to Augusta right now, I-20 and eastbound, enjoy the day at Augusta National. And if you're coming back through, keep in mind that from 2 to 7 today, Dukes and Bell are going to be broadcasting out of the lake at Lake Oconee, which if you've never been to Augusta, you can't miss because you go right over the lake in Greensboro at the brewery at Oconee Brewing Company from 2 to 7. Matter of fact, there's going to be a concert right after their show by Eric Dodd at the Oconee Brewing Company. Lots of beer and lots of fun for Dukes and Bell broadcasting live this morning at the Lake Oconee Brewing Company in this afternoon, pardon me.
Yeah.
In Coney. In
had a chance to shoot Dukes a bell. I mean, Dukes a bell. Carl Dukes a text yesterday. He said, going to bring me back some of them tall boys of Hey Man L. So I got you. I don't know how many going to bring back. Knowing Carl, he'll probably just bring back one.
I don't want you to give me any.
You want it from them?
Yep.
John, you know they're kind of busy.
Oh, excuse me.
I mean, I'm just saying they are kind of.
You know, they're slanging.
They're slanging beer.
Yeah, they're slanging beer.
They're partying.
Really? That's what they have to do today? All right, let me tell you what I got to do today. I got 30 bags of large pine bark nuggets. I got 20 bales of pine straw, 6 50-pound bags of play sand, 8 to 10 bags of large bags of potting soil. That's what I got today.
You know what, John? Every time you talk about homes and stuff to do outside in your yard, you make me not want to get a home every time. Hey, I'm not doing all that.
On our Twitter today, we're asking you individually, could you win a degree? And we're talking about individual awards here. What trophy or award would you like to win the most, the individual award? Would you want to win a gold medal? Would you want to win a Heisman? Would you want to win the MVP of your league? Or would you want to win a green jacket? You can win one individual award. What would you win?
I've been thinking about this for a while, John, and this is kind of hard. Because it's like, for me, I'm looking for the best way to monetize my championship. I know Daryl's looking at me like, I ought to be saying, I'm not Daryl because that's what it's about. That's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to monetize it. Winning a gold medal is cool because that means you represent your country. I don't know too many gold medalists that's really winning like that. I just don't.
Yeah, because I think what do you get for $100,000 or something like that for a gold medal? Somebody.
So I would definitely not say gold medal. The Heisman, That's probably in the running but the only thing that I've seen most of them do is like the Heisman House. Like that's pretty big. That's a big thing. You know, that's commercial. That's kind of like a something that you do that's seasonal. And what was the other one? I know the Masters one.
Yeah, green jacket or an MVP.
MVP, what does that really put in my pocket? You're talking about MVP of what? The NFL, the NBA, just MVP in general. One of the major sports leagues.
That's the money one.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. You win MVP of the Major League Baseball. How much is that worth to you?
Okay.
MVP of the NBA.
What about NBA?
When Giannis wins that, what's that worth besides max contract after max contract?
But I'm thinking about it like this. Because if I win a gold jacket, from the way it was explained to me, was that whatever the pot of money is for golfers, I'm going to get a piece of that for the rest of my life.
Well, you certainly get admittance to Augusta National.
Yeah, I mean, you get so many different perks with having that green jacket, though.
And once you get that green jacket, keep this in mind. You're automatically a member for life, and members can invite people to go play with them, okay, at Augusta National. And what some of the green jacket people do and members do is that they will, throughout the year, play, say, a couple, three rounds a week, and they will charge $5,000 per player in my pocket, $15,000 a round. To play with me.
And see, that to me, that is the best one to have because I'm making money for the rest of my life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm making money when I feel like it. I can wake up in the morning and say, I feel like making 15 grand
a day. Yep.
Hey, who want to come play golf with me? Like, I can't do that with an MVP. I don't see me doing that with an MVP. I mean, you're talking about shoe contracts and endorsement deals. I'm talking about actually waking up one morning and calling Augusta or calling my agent and saying, hey, I'm thinking about a round of three with six people.
Oh, no, $5,000 a club. You don't have to worry about it. You can fire your agent. You're a member. You just call up and say, I'm coming in to play today. Okay, sure, John.
No, but I'm talking about setting up who wants to play. I would do if I was a Masters winner,
Those people already exist. You could go right into the portal and pick people. They're lined up. They're queued up.
I would, man, listen. I would do that. and put my green jacket on, sit there and tell bad jokes, off-color jokes, because I be with my friends and or some people that I know and just make that get that cash. Yeah, I would rather get the green jacket.
A couple of guys want to jump in here and weigh in on the Ozzie Albies deal. Tony in Norcross joins John in here this morning. Hey, Tony, talking about the Ozzie Albies 7-year, $35 million deal with the Atlanta Braves. Hey, Tony.
Good morning, fellas. You hit it right before y'all went to break, man. In this day and age, I'm just irritated with the national media. Everybody's just trying to get a bigger contract. You got players that aren't worth the money getting stuff. And finally, you got a guy saying, hey, I'm going to get money. I'm going to get paid. I'm going to be happy. It's not an absorbent amount of money where now he's playing with a certain pressure on him every day. And for once, the guy's like, look, man, I'm happy and I want to play ball, like you said, with my friends. And let me tell you something. The chemistry the Braves are creating right now for the next 8 years in that dugout is going to go a really long way. Those guys, I mean, you know, even when you bring other players in, that hype that they're going to that those guys bring to the dugout, I mean, Freddie Freeman's awesome and he's a leader, but he doesn't bring that hype that you kind of need. So to have that.
Well, Tony, you don't know that. I mean, you're not in the locker room.
But live while we're watching, I mean, Hugh was talking about a couple of days when y'all were talking about Bryce Harper and his bat flip. I like what Acuna and Ozzie bring with that live, you know what I mean, with that little hypeness, and they don't do it in a, you know, if I can say this, we're in a incorrect D-bag way like Bryce Harper does.
Well, and that's true, and I appreciate that. The only thing is, and I'll mention it here in a moment because I want to get thanks, Tony, and Norcross. Interesting take. Let's go to Joseph and Marietta. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Listen, you know, when I heard about the contract coming down yesterday, I could only think that we're getting a little payback from Mike Hampton. I think we're still paying that guy.
Dan Ugla.
Yeah, and I also think this might free up some room in the future for the Braves to make some additions. You know, I do think the contract is low based on what we're getting, you know what we're paying people today. But I'll tell you, there will be a negotiation in the future. So this is just something guaranteed. Unlike football, this is a guaranteed contract. So, you know,
no
I'm
question.
Waking up $35 million richer. I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. And you can't – it's amazing, but you can't put a dollar amount on what's important to each individual person. I want to give a shout-out to my man Jimmy Jam. He just sent a text, and he said, I'm not going to say what I really want to say, but come on, man. Y'all know what is going on here. Young, non-white players and with poor representation. It's sad, but it's not the Braves' fault. They shouldn't be seen as good guys here. Nobody's saying they're good guys. We're saying they're good businessmen. Nobody. I've never
you
once said that to Braves.
Because you're
but no, it's good business
kind.
Practice.
Right. You. This is a business.
And let's not forget, I don't think anybody held a gun to Ozzie Albies' head and told him to take this
deal. By the way, Manny Machado, okay? Manny Machado. All right? I don't know. Maybe I need to go farther. Manny Machado. All right. We got a lot to talk about this morning. And we're going to throw another question at you that we want you to jump in and tell us about. And it revolves around, and this is what we're going to do next, the Atlanta Hawks. And it's a question I think you're going to be interested in talking about. So a lot to do. This is why the phone lines are going to be open all day Friday. We're talking about Albies, the poll, and we're going to talk about the Hawks, too. As we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Interesting question ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.